Today on the Pageant Cast, we have International Ms. Illinois, Serena Ritter. She's going to do a little show and tell us about her Pageant Cast. And she's been a longtime friend of the show. Today, we have Serena Ritter on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Shayna Smith, Mrs. Tennessee International, and you are watching Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
You're watching the Pageant Cast, so pleased that you could join us. I'm Tim Kretschmann, and this is the TKPN studio headquarters in Muskego, Wisconsin. We're so excited because we have a great guest for tonight's program. Hello, Serena Ritter. She's your international Ms. Illinois. Hello, Serena. How are you?
I'm great, Tim. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on the show.
We're excited to have you on the show. Now, where you do a lot of traveling. I don't even know where you are right now. Where are you?
I know. I feel like where's Waldo half the time. But right now, I'm in beautiful Wallingford, Connecticut.
Connecticut. Connecticut. Yes. That's the way I remember how to spell that state. Otherwise, I'm a mess on that one. Or you just, you know, abbreviate it. That's always a process. Fantastic. Who knows where you'll be tomorrow. It's always something with you. And you're preparing on the road. Now, that is not for beginners. I happen to know that you have participated in a pageant or two in the past. So I'm going to start with one of our regular questions. Serena, what are some of your pageants or your past pageant experiences?
Oh, you're going to really start aging me here, Tim. I've been in pageantry for almost the last 20 years. Some of my most notable titles were winning Miss Royalty International 2014. I won Miss Illinois International for the international organization in 2012. I won Miss Illinois U.S. International in 2010. Which was a fantastic system. It fed directly overseas to the international organization as well. Also Galaxy, County Fair, Miss America, you name it. I've won titles here and there, but I've always found pageantry to be extremely rewarding, so I want to continue the journey.
So, Serena, you obviously know what the good pageants are, what the bad pageants are. What made you choose International Ms. as your next pageant to compete in?
It was a really difficult choice, to be honest, Tim. I was looking for something different. I've definitely moved up in the age bracket. I'm no longer in my 20s and being in my 30s. I was looking for something just a little bit different, and I was having a hard time putting my finger on it. And I'm doing all this research, and I saw this pageant. And I started watching the videos and looking at the amazing women that were involved last year. It immediately spoke to me on many levels, as they were so, these women are of integrity. They're involved. They're mature women out there truly making a difference. All the pageants out there are absolutely wonderful, and they all bring something to the table. But this pageant in particular, it spoke to me, and I felt immediately drawn to it and that I wanted to participate and join these women. They always say that this pageant is about women of excellence, women of enterprise, and I feel that's really, you know, really where I'm at in my life, and I felt like this was my calling to come to this pageant organization.
Well, I feel blessed to have you on the show because it's a new pageant system. I don't know anything about it. I'm sorry. I'm totally uneducated on this one, and luckily I have a true pageant teacher in the other room here along the Skype line with us. So, Serena, tell us a little bit about this pageant and speak to us as competitors, because that's who's watching. It's not a bunch of guys like me.
Right.
It's other competitors. So, tell us all about the pageant. First of all, what are some of the different portions of it? What are some of the sections and phases of competition that you have in this pageant?
Well, it's a really exciting pageant. There's actually so much going on. 40% of your score is going to be interview, and then 10% is going to be your photogenic score, which is scored alongside of your interview as well. Then there's an intro video, which this was a phase of competition that I found very interesting. In all my years of competing, I've never had to make an intro video, so this really put me to the test and to be a little bit creative and outside the box and to show myself the best I could. But that's 10%. 10% is also evening gown. 10% is going to be resort wear, which is a one or two piece swimsuit, something cute you'd wear to a resort. You can have a sarong, you can have a really cute cover, whatever it may be. Also, they have a runway portion. So girls, get your high heels ready. It's an all-white runway competition. So a lot of these pageants are doing like a white party or a coronation party. But this is going to be, instead of fashion wear, which it's still kind of fashion wear, expressing yourself in an all-white outfit. I think it's just kind of leveling the playing field, getting us all in a very similar-esque outfit or color scheme and seeing what we can bring to the runway. Also, there's going to be 10% will be your multimedia. So all of us young ladies, we have these awesome fan pages. So if you've not had the opportunity to like mine or to check out the International Ms. page, please do so. Mine is International Ms. Illinois, MS. So make sure you're checking out International MS or International MS Illinois. Make sure that you like it and follow our journey to the national pageant. But those are the phases of competition. So there's actually a lot going on. There's a lot to offer in this system. I think it's a really, really nice dynamic.
Okay, what I'm impressed with is that you could remember all those, because there were approximately 75 phases of competition. I'm really surprised by the intro video. That's not too common. I do know there's a couple pageants that unofficially are making you do that and then like not telling you until you've already paid to be in it. I know I've heard a few times where there's been like a social media phase. Sometimes it's voluntary, sometimes it's an extra thing. This is integrated right into the pageant itself, so this is very innovative. I haven't heard of this a whole lot before, so that's very interesting. Now, which competition are you most excited about?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I mean, we all love gown. Who doesn't love evening gown? I love anything on stage, but really interview. I love interview. It's your opportunity to really showcase what you bring to the table, why you would be a great representative for the pageant, and it's your one opportunity to show the judges why you really want this. We all compete in pageantry, and honestly, we all want the same thing. We want to win. At the end of the day, we do. But it's also about how you can grow as a person. And I can tell you, through all my years of pageantry and all of my interviews I have, every single one, I have learned something bigger and better about myself, and I feel it's made me a better person. So interview by far is my favorite.
Well, you certainly, you're always very engaging in your interview, and I'm glad to see you exactly as I remember you here again tonight. Now, this kind of leads me, okay, we talked about the pageant itself, and why don't we quickly talk about where it's being held and when and what's going on there?
Yes, so if any of you guys live in the Northeast or in New York City, we'd love to have you, or it's just a quick flight away. But the actual pageant is going to be September 3rd, so it's actually next weekend. In 2 weekends. It's going to be Labor Day weekend. And all of us contestants are going to be at the Empire Hotel. That's where we're going to be doing everything. And then we'll be going over to the theater as well. Now, to get all of your information for the pageant, go to internationalmizpageant.com. And there's going to be ticket information where you can buy them beforehand or at the door. But we'd love to see how many wonderful people we're going to have coming to the pageant. So definitely get your tickets early. You want the best seat in the house. Or you can check out the Facebook page and Instagram. If you're going to Facebook, it's going to be facebook.com/internationalmiz. Or if you're on Instagram, go to International Ms. Pageant, and you can find all the information there. And we'll be posting lots and lots of updates on all of our fan pages And I know the International Reigning Queen will be posting lots of updates on all of our social media outlets as well.
That is fantastic. And you know, a big part of any pageant as well, well, I'll let you introduce it because it's time now for Show and Tell. I'm going to the chalkboard. Let me write this down. There we go. All right. Let's see your show and tell item that you brought here tonight.
Well, I thought there was nothing better than my beautiful, awesome state crown that you get for doing the wonderful International Ms. Pageant. I mean, come on, ladies. I know you guys all want this crown. I'm sure you want to be competing next year for this pageant. So check out this crown. And I love it. It's gold. So many, I have countless crowns from over the years. I love this because it's gold. It's different. It's really pretty. It sits so nicely on your head. And guess what? On the back, it doesn't go all the way around. So you can have a perfect hairdo every single time. We all know how important that is. We spend so much time on our hair. Also, I've got my amazing sash as well. I'm very, very proud to be rocking this. Ooh. So, International Ms. Illinois. Oh, yes. But so, that's my show and tell that I thought was nothing better than my beautiful crown and sash.
So, you're pro sash because sometimes I talk to pageant girls and they're anti sash. You like the sash.
No, you got to wear the sash. You earned that right. You have to wear the crown, you have to wear the sash. I mean, when you walk into somewhere wearing this, they immediately want to go, hey, you, I want to know all about you. What are you doing? Where are you from? I'm in Connecticut right now, so they're going, Illinois, what are you doing here? So it's a great talking opportunity. So girls, you want to wear your sash all the time, definitely.
What a lot of you don't know is that Serena actually walks around everywhere she goes in her sash and tiara for the entire year. You cannot see her without that on. That's just kind of how she rolls.
So. Oh, yeah, regular day grocery shopping every day.
Going into the donut shop. Who are we kidding? You're a pageant girl. You're not allowed in a pageant shop, into a right. Donut shop. All right. Now, you know, a question I have for you. You've been around pageants there for a week and a half or so. So what publications or websites do you use to keep up on pageants?
Well, the nice thing now is we have a bounty of websites, different publications, magazines, whatever it be, whatever you really want. Literally, it's at your fingertips. Whether you're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Google, whatever it is, you can always find an amazing article. And there's so many great bloggers right now, just like PageantCast. You can keep up to date on everything they have to offer on all of their social media outlets. So make sure you're checking out the PageantCast. But there's just great organizations. I did a really nice article with Pageant Talk with Burgundy, which is an online magazine. Also, there's Pageant Live. I did an interview with them earlier this year as well. And then there's the Pageant Planet. Like I said, there's just a bounty of resources. I try to also use a lot of word of mouth. When I'm looking for something, I try to find other girls that might have participated in it that can give me. My mom always said, if you want to know the best information, she goes, go to the source. Find somebody that's already participated in what you're looking to do. Find some information out. So that's what I did. I was going around trying to do some research on different Ms. pageants. And when this popped up, I'm scrolling through the photos and videos and looking for as much information as possible. The nice thing was they had so much information on their website. They had so much information on their Facebook page as well. So they answered a lot of my questions beforehand, which was wonderful. Definitely being a busy career woman and you're eager to sign up. I mean, I was ready to sign on the dotted line. I just needed to get that final paperwork in. But to answer your question to the point, really, it's a variety of different resources I use. It just depends on if I'm looking at wardrobe, if I'm looking at competition, whatever it may be. The nice thing with Facebook and Instagram in particular, you can find almost exactly what you're looking for, always.
Wouldn't you agree with me, Serena, that when you're researching a pageant, really one of the things that you should be doing is not going necessarily to whoever won the crown, because they're probably going to be positively spun toward it. But try to find a contestant that this isn't their first pageant, that this isn't the first time they went out, and possibly somebody you competed with in the past, because I think you're going to get the straight dope. You would agree? Yeah.
I absolutely agree. And actually, I had reached out to a previous contestant that competed last year, and I reached out to her and I asked her about her experience, and she said that she had a wonderful experience. She liked the pageant. She liked that it had such a different vibe to it. And again, she told me in length that she had a great experience, and she didn't win.
Right.
She, you know what I mean? And for somebody to walk away from a pageant, you know, we've all been there. We've been that first runner up, that top five, whatever it may be. A pageant is also an experience. So for somebody to walk away and said, you know, I would love to do it again. I had an amazing experience. The director was amazing. All of the girls I competed with were so nice. We had so much fun, you know, going around New York City and doing sightseeing, just different things than some other pageant systems do. So I really have to give some credit to her. I don't know if she wants to be named, so I won't name her, but I do appreciate her, you know, reaching back out to me. Because her information was very, very helpful in my final deciding process.
Well, I'll tell you, when I go to pageants as a visitor, and a lot of times I get the behind-the-scenes view of what's going on, really, it is like a really good weekend being set up with travel events and things that you can do. Yes, it's all kind of based and themed around the pageant, but how is that different from going to a convention, going to this, going to that? Going to your class reunion, you know, but this time you're getting to meet some new people, and that's always exciting when you get to do that.
Oh, it is. And this pageant, all of these young ladies that are competing, they have so much to offer, every single one of them. A lot of these girls are entrepreneurs, which is something that this pageant definitely promotes, because they're part of their mission is women of excellence, women of enterprise. Being an entrepreneur myself, I mean, it's a great feeling knowing that you can run your own business and, you know, be a stable woman in today's society, and it's not just a man's world. But these women are of integrity. They're intelligent. They're really moving forward in life. So I'm really, really, really beyond words. I'm excited. I can't wait to meet them. So I just can't wait for the pageant to get here. So September 1st, and my flight just can't get here soon enough.
That's fantastic. Well, We're at the end of this particular episode, and what we're going to want to see is your best pageant wave. Your pageant wave.
Oh, my best pageant wave.
Your best pageant wave. We really need to see this. Hold on, I got to go full screen. Hold on.
Okay, we need to see that.
Now you're full screen. Okay, I like, too, that she backed off the camera so we could get the whole look. And that is what I call the wibble wobble. And the wibble wobble is very, very complex. There's thousands of muscles involved in this. Very good.
Oh, yeah.
Really can tell you this is not your first rodeo. So thank you so much for that, Serena. And we're going to have another episode with you coming up real soon. Thank you so much, and the best of luck at your pageant coming up in just a few weeks. So why don't you look into that camera and tell everybody, Tiara Dreams.
Tiara Dreams, ladies. Tiara Dreams.
Join the Facebook group that's taking Facebook by storm, the Great Lakes Pageant Scene. It's a forum for pageants held in states bordering the Great Lakes, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and even into the province of Ontario. This is no void forum. We don't allow bashing, but we do allow great pageant results, pageant contestant and title holder appearance announcements, photos, videos, podcasts, and articles. That's the Great Lakes Pageant Scene on Facebook.